In Uganda, 40% of the people have to walk 30 minutes or more for clean water. Two-thirds of the world's population could face water shortages by 2025. Do something today. Your gift could help install a Jesus well, providing water for an entire village for 25 years. Gospel for Asia has installed 30,000 of these wells, and they need your help to give life to thirsty people. Join Truth Network in supporting this cause. Go to truthnetwork.com or call 855-573-7351. Let's bring the living water to the world.
This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master's of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top Six.
Number six.
There's only one race. The human race.
That's right.
And that's it. We just happen to have different colors of skin and sizes and shapes. Also, if you go to Numbers 12, it says Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Cushite woman whom he had married. Cushite was an Ethiopian. She was probably a black woman. There's nothing wrong with it. Of course, they didn't like that he married a Cushite woman, not because of her skin color, but because of other issues. And God gave them leprosy. So marrying different races, it's no big deal. It's not a problem at all.
Number five.
Where in Scripture does it say we go to heaven?
We know that Jesus ascended into heaven, and that's Acts 1, 9 through 11. He ascended into heaven, and that's talking about the third heaven, where he went into the heavens, okay? And 2 Corinthians 5, 8 says, to be absent from the body, that's death, is to be at home with the Lord. That means we're with him in heaven. So it's under the logic principle of law proper inference. If A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. So if Jesus is in heaven and we're going to go be with him, then we go to heaven.
Number four.
Where do we get before the resurrection? It says we all will be raised in that order.
Yes, because those who died in the faith after the crucifixion of Christ go to be with the Lord in heaven. And when he returns, they'll return with him to be resurrected, united in their glorified bodies, per 1 Corinthians 15, 35 through 45. And then those who are still alive and remain on the earth, they'll be glorified without having to experience death.
Number three.
I got some relatives that I think are borderline blabbing, grabbing.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep throwing the verse 14:12, John, you will do things greater than I.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus saying that, I guess,
yeah.
Disciples.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I buy that. I mean, I know Jesus said it. I don't think Jesus is a liar by any means. But
of course not.
Did he actually mean his apostles would do greater things? And I'm assuming they mean miracles and stuff like that, greater than him. And does that apply even for today?
Well, now you're asking the right questions. Seriously, most people don't ask those kind of questions. Good for you. So he says, truly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these will do, because I go to the Father. So the name it and claim it, blab it and grab it, says greater works means, it means this. It means that we can proclaim our own reality, and I can confess that I need a new Lexus car, and I will get it. Well, what's a greater work than the miracles of Christ? I mean, that's what we're talking about here, right? Is getting a car, for example, greater than walking on water, raising people from the dead? I mean, seriously.
Of course not.
Number two.
They're using this verse to justify selfishness. I can proclaim my healing. I can proclaim my wealth. Usually it's narcissism, and they use Christ to justify their narcissism. Greater works than these. So I can claim it, I can name it, I can blab it, I can grab it. So I ask him, well, what's greater works than what Jesus has done? What did he do? He died on the cross for our sins. Can you do a greater work than that? Would getting a car, being healthy, a miracle of cancer being cured instantaneously, is that a greater work than that? Of course not. We've got to ask questions. They don't ask those kinds of questions. Generally speaking, I would say this. A greater work, much greater work, than Jesus walking on water and raising someone from the dead would be leading the lost to Christ and leading them to salvation. That's a greater work. What would you rather have? Would you rather have the ability to go into hospitals and whoever you just physically touch is instantly healed? Or Would you rather have the ability to preach the gospel and people get saved? And he can't see it. I know what your greater work would be. And it wouldn't be healing people in the hospital. Not that that wouldn't be a great work, but the greater work is eternal, not temporal.
Me and a few others that do have political roles, we use our platform to speak up even on these issues on national level. So we get, you know, some publicity and in the media and so forth, and can even share the gospel. But what we often hear is this claim that the Christians aren't supposed to judge and that we're supposed to love everybody.
That's not true.
How would you respond to that?
There's nothing the Bible says we can't judge. And 1 Corinthians 2:15, the spiritual man makes spiritual judgments. It does not say you're supposed to love everybody the way they mean it. Just love and do nothing. Just love and sit down. That's what they mean by love. Don't judge. Don't get in the way. Don't do anything. To love people is to tell them the truth. I'm going to love you by saying, if you continue in that action, you're going to hell. If you don't receive Christ, you're going to hell. To be loving means to tell the truth.
Goodbye, goodbye. It's time to go.
Saying goodbye, why is it sad? Makes us remember the good times we've had.
Welcome back now. Here.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.